Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. And here's the Edwards family singing, "When My Feet Touch the Street of Gold."
Shall behold with the saints of old, the half within be told, when my feet touch the streets of gold. When my feet touch the streets of glory, when I travel my last weary mile, He will hold my trembling hand, when before the bar I stand, will say, "My child, well done. Crown of life you now have won." When my feet touch the streets of gold. If by chance some happy morning you should miss me, don't you weep for me, for I'll be gone.
Family singing, "When My Feet Touch the Street of Gold." We're still looking today at the message that we began this week on understanding the spiritual representation of the ark out of Genesis chapter number 6 and then chapter number 7. We've looked this week at how that God gives man provision for judgment, and we've also looked how that God gave Noah a refuge to go in the time of a storm. But today we're going to be looking at the thought God gave Noah materials for the storm as well. And I tell you, you know, you think about this whole building process of the ark, how amazing that it is. God gave Noah the dimensions. God gave Noah the plans. God was the divine architect without a doubt. But I'm going to tell you, as you look at the whole picture, what you see is a picture of salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is our refuge, friend. He's what saves us from the storm of judgment. And so we're going to go now to a live recording from the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. Not only do we spoke how that God has given man provision for the storm, how that God has given man refuge from the storm. But what about this? What about how that God has given man the materials to get through the storm? Now, aren't you glad tonight that if God asks you to do something, He always provides you a way to do it? Brother Gary, we've talked about this many times, you know, about how that God provides for things. And I'm going to be honest with you, when Brother Gary and them started doing missions, that about scared me to death. I was afraid to death they was going to starve to death, amen. But I'm going to tell you something, by faith, they walked on, they kept going. God's provided every step of the way, amen. I mean, He's provided in ways that it blew my mind, amen. Things that you don't even can't even imagine God's provided, amen. And I'll tell you, since we started our mission program here at the church, I mean, the Faith Promise Mission, I've been blown away
and what God's done with that. I tell you, man, this morning's dollar offered $152. I'll tell you what. I mean, just almost, y'all are almost supporting a missionary a week. Thank God to the dollar offering. That's crazy, isn't it? I mean, absolutely amazing how that God is doing them things. Now, let me give you this thought right here. God gave Noah materials for the stone. Look at verse number 14. Verse 14 says this, make thee an ark of gopher wood. Room shalt thou make in the ark, and shalt pitch it within and without with pitch. Now, God didn't tell Noah to build the ark out of pine. He didn't tell Noah to build the ark out of oak or maple. He told him to build it out of a specific type of wood, gopher wood, right? Now, I find it also interesting this. You can't have refuge to the storm without going through sacrifice. You're never going to find refuge to the storm without there being a sacrifice. You say, what are you saying, preacher? Well, the lesson on the wood simply does this. It teaches us a lesson about sacrifice. Now, listen, I want you to think about it. God didn't tell Noah to build the ark out of steel. He told Noah to build the ark out of gopher wood, right? Before church tonight, I told Brother Jacob, I said, have you ever walked through the forest and looked up at the trees, and in the middle of the summertime, there'd be a tree there that's not got any leaves on it? What would you say about that tree? It was dead. So you do think that there's live trees and dead trees then? I'm going to tell you something. Think about this. In order for there to be a refuge, there must be a sacrifice. Every time them boys come over there with them saws, they got to cutting on them gopher wood trees. That tree would have to fall. Amen. Do y'all see that live tree, Brother Brad? Glory to God, that live tree would have to die. Amen. They'd put it in a pile. They'd stack it up with everything else. But then I want you to be reminded that as they fitted it all closely together, it was a simple picture of the Lord Jesus Christ. You say, how in the world could that be a picture of Jesus, preacher? Well, out of the book of Isaiah, amen, I don't tell you tonight, thank God. The book of Isaiah, chapter number 53, verse number 2 says this, for he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. You say, what are you saying, preacher? I'm trying to tell you that just like that wood was falling in the forest, amen, that gopher wood had to fall down, had to be cut down and piled up, amen, and put together. Jesus Christ had to die for you and me. He's that tender plant. Not steel never speaks of life, but that tree does. He said to build it out of gopher wood. Once again, a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ. Can I tell you this morning, this evening, God loved you so much that he picked a wood that's more precious than any tree in the forest. We want to call them mighty oaks, but I want to tell you, that tender plant to come out of that dry ground was the mightiest of them all, amen. And while he had to go to Calvary, and while on two trees he died, I want to tell you, thank God, I'm glad of this. Amen. While we saw that tree taken down and put in the grave, amen, and the stone sealed the door, I sure am thankful tonight, hallelujah, that on the third and glorious morning, amen, we see him come back to life, amen, victorious over death and the grave. You know, the Calvary was a judgment. It was judgment. It was our judgment. Amen. I can't go on. I got to go on. Not only do we see how that those materials that Noah, the materials points to the fact that Jesus, of the Lord Jesus Christ, this ark was also a refuge from judgment. But notice this, God gave Noah an ark of protection from judgment. Now, God told Noah there's a flood coming, and so he built an ark in order to be secure. There's, in Scripture, there's three arks mentioned. Somebody help me here. The first ark that was mentioned was what we call the ark that God gave Noah, right? And that ark that God gave Noah protected him from the judgment, the waters of judgment. Then the second one that's mentioned is where? It's over in Moses, Moses' mother. You know, it's called an ark of bulrushes. You all know the reason why that ark of bulrushes was made? That ark of bulrushes was made because Pharaoh had ordered the satanic murder of all the of all the males in the land. And so Moses' mama built an ark of bulrushes, and she pitched it inside and outside. She placed her baby, Moses, who's going to be a deliverer, on the inside and sailed him down the murky waters of the Nile River, amen. And he led it into the most dangerous hands that anybody could ever land, into the hands of the Pharaoh's daughter. However, that cry that God pinched him with, amen, that little cry, she fell in love with him, amen, had to raise him, right? Then there's another ark. There was the Ark of the Covenant. And there was a piece of furniture that was placed in the tabernacle. It was the final, I mean, listen, it was the sixth piece of furniture that was placed in the tabernacle. On top of that Ark of the Covenant was the mercy seat. Amen. The two cherubims sit on there. And that's what we call God's seat, God's throne on earth. That's where the Shekinah glory resonated. Now, inside that Ark of the Covenant was this. Inside was judgment. You say, what are you talking about? Inside was condemnation. Inside that ark was this. It was the law, the table of the Ten Commandments, the two tablets of the Ten Commandments. Y'all with me tonight? Aaron's rod that budded, amen. That was all inside in a pot of manna that was there. Amen. Reminding us of the provision of the Lord and man's sin. So all three of those. Now think about all three of these and how that they speak of Christ. When you look at all three of these together, you see this. Number one, you see the believer that's sheltered from God's wrath. That was Noah's day, amen. How that we can go through the judgment of God, amen, and come back on the other side alive and well. Then the second one was speaking about Moses. Remember that ark of bulrushes? And it speaks about how that the believer is protected from Satan's assaults. You know, I'm about to lose y'all right here. But Satan would love to take your salvation. You ever noticed how Satan, just after a service like this, and you get there on Monday, it's almost like he just loves to kick you in the side. Remind you that you're flesh and you're still in this world. You ever felt like, yeah? But I'm going to tell you right now, he can kick all he wants to.
Amen.
Thank God, because oh, I'm safe and secure, wrapped up in the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm in the Lord's ark, amen. And I'm going to promise you this. He might aggravate me. He might gnaw me a few times. But I'm going to tell you something. He ain't going to take my everlasting life, amen. I done give that to Jesus, hallelujah. I'm just waiting. He said that ark was pitched on the outside and on the inside. That's me, thank God. I'm signed and sealed. I'm soon to be delivered, hallelujah. Then that third one, the Ark of the Covenant, how that it speaks of the Lord Jesus Christ. It speaks of the believer, how that the believer is forgiven from the condemnation of the law. Without Jesus, without Calvary, we would be subject to the law and put to death. But Lord God, I hope you're getting this. But because of what Jesus did on Calvary, the first words uttered from the cross was something like this: Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. I'm telling you tonight, thank God. I've got an ark that's far beyond this world of protection that's going to save us from judgment. Jesus is my refuge. Acts chapter 4, verse number 12. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. According to the Bible tonight, Buddha can't save you. According to the Bible tonight, Muhammad can't save you. You say, preacher, we're supposed to coexist, not according to the Word of God. Jesus is the only way to heaven, amen. You say, that's radical. Well, you can say it's radical or not, but I'm going to tell you something. That ark in Noah's day was the only way to get past the flood. I'd like to see all them idol gods they had down there, amen. Maybe there's that in Roman cathedrals and all of those things. And man, they were down there and weren't worshiping. They didn't get them through the flood. No, it was the ark that got them through the flood.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app, where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.